From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Let's hear a word of prayer. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us together again on a Tuesday evening like this. Refresh us, teach us, lead us, guide us. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Powerful. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. All right. We go to 2 Peter. We're talking about remembrance. Christian Virtue Service is what this service is called. Welcome to our Christian Virtue Service. Here, we'll learn how to be good Christians. As I say, here, we'll learn how to be good Christians, isn't it? Because for many Christians, I think I've said it before, if you're Nigerian, please don't be offended. But Guyanese, Christianity in Guyana is very much like how Nigerians serve God. Maybe you are from Nigeria. Because there are many, at least the Nigerians that I met, most Nigerians that I met in Europe, what they do is that they want to live their life the way they want, but they still want to come to church and serve God and give big offerings even. Very, very fantastic lifestyles they have. They'll do whatever they want to do. You can imagine all the type of jobs that are not that very genuine and clean. Yet, their Sunday morning presence in the church, they don't joke with it. And when they come, they will give offerings. Nigerians are very generous. Yeah, you can go to a place, and for example, I mean, somebody like me who was born in Ghana, if I go to a place with Ghanaians and Nigerians, you will receive much hospitality and generosity from the Nigerians than the Ghanaians. Nigerians are very generous. They are top. I mean, I've been to Trinidad a few times in my life. There's a Nigerian brother who, when we go to Trinidad the early days in 2005, he was part of the church. He's no more in the church. But his wife is still in the church. Anytime he hears that I am around, he will come to church and he will be the only one who will give me an envelope after the service. And he doesn't even come to church. You get it? It's like, even though he doesn't come to church, he's home, he still has this God thing with him that when he comes, he still behaves perfectly like a Christian. Whereas those who come to church every Sunday don't even do anything. They're very, very unique people. I tell you, when we're leaving our church in Europe to come here, you should see the things that they give. Nigerians brought all kinds of things. This person brought this, this person brought that. Hey, it's very dark. Where are you going? This person brought this. The person bought that. There's so many things. You could see that the number of things that the Nigerians gave to us as compared to what the Ghanaians gave. A very, very big difference. You see, so we're teaching how to be good Christians. And many of you don't behave as Christians when you live here. Your workplace, you are not a Christian. At home, you are not a Christian. The neighbor, your neighbor doesn't know that you are a Christian, apart from seeing you leave the house on a Sunday morning. And that is what God wants. God wants that to change. That must change. I said, that must change. Are you with me? That must change. Hallelujah. It's very dark outside, though. I don't see why people want to go out at this time. Are there new people, first timers? Oh, first time is okay. I hope they are okay. You're not feeling nervous. You know, sometimes when you get up, it could also be some fire is also around. It's got all of that. It can explain things. You know, you don't even know the difference between you and somebody who just came. Hallelujah. And so I'm teaching about remembrance, and I'm saying that as a Christian, you need to remember. You can't be a Christian who suffers from forgetitis. Is you can't do that. Sometimes when you look back, you remember a neighbor who was very, very good to you when you were growing up. Maybe your mother used to leave you there for the person to take care of you and all of that. There are people who God brings your way, whether you're a Christian or not. They are instrumental people in your life. And as a Christian, you should acknowledge those persons. Yes, they should always be a part of your memorial list. People you will always, you know, say hello to now and then, maybe on their birthday, Christmas time, Easter time. At least on their birthday, you say something. You make an effort and make them know that, yes, even though you don't contact them every day, you still remember them and what God has used them to do in your life. That's how Christians behave. Paul, Prince, the Indian guy who came from India to do medicine here and then finally found himself in an Akazo Bible school. Became a pastor. He went to India, got married and all of that. Every time Paul will send me a message, I think I even have a message that I've not read fully. He's always thanking me. Paul is always saying, thank you, daddy. One day we really want to see you in India. Always talking about Paul is, anytime he sends, and he always sends a message, whether it's every week or every other week, there's always a message from Paul, Prince, to say thank you. He says, if it wasn't you, I would never have become a pastor. Whereas when you come to this side of the world, some people have thrown away their pastor, and they say, we want nothing to do with you. You see, something is wrong about what you call a Christian life. Because that Christian life that you have does not have remembrance in them. And so Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, he said, wherefore, I will not. He said, I will not be negligent. You have to, and you see, many of you, when I say this, some of you don't understand. Many of you, you condone and connive. And remember, in the court of law, if you condone and connive, you are as guilty as the person who committed the act. Thank you. What does it mean? It means that if you know somebody and you know the feelings and their sentiments is negative, and then they end up acting out that negative sentiment, and you are in the church and you know it, and you didn't say anything about it, you are also like that. You have aided and abetted, you have condoned and connived. And many of you are like that. Yeah, you don't build your life upon his love. You build your life upon the little cockroach affection or whatever relationship you have with somebody. And so, those of you who still talk to people who have gone off, anytime you talk to them, the only thing you should say is that you should remember. Anytime they see, they should actually avoid you because they know that you are going to talk about remembering where and how. Otherwise, you are as guilty as the fugitive. You are a partaker of that person's sins. Yeah. You have to make your point clear. I mean, if you are going to talk to anybody, you have to say, hey, remember. You have to remember. Don't block people and events and years out of your mind. You got to be a dunce. I'm telling you, to block out 3 years, 5 years of your life in the church, preaching, teaching, prayers, anointing, conversations, traveling together, you got to be filled with the devil to block that out. Christians don't behave like that. Christians remember. So God warned the Israelites. He said, remember. Peter, 2 Peter, the Apostle Peter is saying, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Now, that's even a simple practical example. Sharon and her daughter, they are here. Sharon and Mokisha, they are here. They came from the United States. Last 2 weeks, somebody also came from the United States. Just like I saw them in church on Sunday. I didn't even see Mugisha. Pretty Momo, I didn't see her. I saw her after. There's somebody also came from the United States that I also kind of, they were all part of this church and all of that. I only saw the person in the church. I didn't see anything about the person after church at all. Whereas, even though I didn't see them, after church, they asked to come and see me. If just to say hello. Because, you see, you can't just walk around without remembering certain things. You're not a Christian. No. It is those things that make people become demon-possessed. I'm telling you. Do you remember? That is why if you see on social media the fight that, or I don't know whether we should call it a fight, or the case that is going on, you see that people are bringing pictures. People are bringing this. Now there's a Kodesh family, Kodesh village, those who used to live in the Kodesh village, the text message that this guy sent to say he's leaving. That's what is going around, because the guy said that we did not provide anything, any form of accommodation. And people remember you living there. Someone said, I remember you. We were there. You're a witness. Then people bring up a photo in South Africa or somewhere, Asia somewhere, and the guy is sitting on a table with the founder himself, his wife, and his son. I mean, it's a very privileged clique. It has to be a devil. Ladies and gentlemen, so when we are talking about this, you should ask yourself, oh, maybe you should listen to what they also have to say. No, you are also a devil. Because nothing gives people the power to black out. You went to an akazu. You remember that the only plane you have ever sat in was the plane you sat in to take you to Ghana. Because of the church, because of us selling chicken. You remember? And all of a sudden, you black out everything from your mind. The church does not exist. I don't exist. God does not exist. That's very different. I can tell you. I have a group of church members in America. You know, we fellowship, now and then and all of that. I can tell you. I can tell the clear difference. Clear difference. They're all behaving very different. It's because people black out things. People forget things. And God does not want to be like that. God does not want to be somebody who black out events from your mind. And so Peter said, I will not be negligent. I will not. I don't want to be the cause of you failing. So I will put you in remembrance. I'll remind you. So not remembering, like we said, leads to even failing an exam. Many people who didn't pass exam, you are sitting down listening to the preaching. You didn't pass because even though you were taught, you didn't remember. The lack of remembrance, forgetting, can make all sorts of things happen to you in your life. But you see that in this modern day age of technology and all of that, when you forget your phone, you go back for it. When you forget your phone in a car or a bus or somewhere, it's like your mother has died or your father has died. Look at a generation we are dealing with. Yet there is no respect for an auntie who has been very good to you. Thank you very much. There's no remembrance. Yeah, for an uncle who has been good to you. You can't sit down and be grateful and act in gratitude towards such a person. If you're a Christian, you have to watch it. It's a very wrong attitude. And so tonight, one point or two, and then we're done. Add to your point, forgetting makes you repeat mistakes. Yeah. I feel, I'm just saying, kwasi asho in tiasumpre no. There's an Adam. Adam. What is Eshua? Eshua. What is Eshua? Unimeshua. Unimeshua. Hey! Oh, yeah. Maybe you should actually say, yeah. Adam, you've cooked all your chi and eaten it or something.
Don't they say once bitten, twice shy?
Not twice bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy. It means that it's very difficult to make a particular mistake two times. Q, are you there? 007, Q in 007. And so,
what makes somebody repeat a mistake is same thing, forgetfulness.
When you look at your mother, look at your father. If you repeat what you have grown up seeing, it means you forgot. Look at your mother very well. Look at your father very well. If you repeat what you have grown up to know that it is not nice, it's not good. If you repeat that same lifestyle, it means that you have actually, you've blacked out all the things that, the videos that you have seen. It's only forgetfulness that will make you do that. Let's go into the Bible. Daniel. I mean, the book of Daniel, not Daniel Chabrol or something. Or Daniel Black. Daniel, chapter 5, verse 17. So this is when Belshazzar, isn't it? The son of Nebuchadnezzar. He was having a party, isn't it? Shara, is that how you say it? It's a party. I'm going to a party. Party. I have a party tonight. Phoenicia, is that you?
Wow.
So, Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, one day, I don't know whether it was his birthday or something, but he had a party, a very, very big, big party. Yeah, Bash. Bash met Sunday morning. And there was what we call the treasury, like a storehouse. So he asked his servants to go into the storehouse and bring the delicate cups. You know how sometimes some homes are? I mean, following prophet, some of these things we've left them behind. You have cups in your house, you are waiting for somebody to come, a visitor to come and drink from the cup. Meanwhile, you are very important than a visitor. People have things in their homes, they are waiting for an important visitor before they open it up. You try there. When we were growing up, I had a friend, his dad had this bar in the living room, and the father used to do business between, you know, Accra, London. So this man had this Johnny Walker, these, you know, kind of heavy, you know, gin and brandy and things in the showcase of the bar. Some of them are colorless. Some of them are brown and all of those colorless. And so my friends, they opened the ones that don't have color. They drank the whole thing and filled it with water. Because it is there waiting for some important drunkard to come on a special day, on a special occasion, when daddy feel nice to open the gin or the brandy. When are they coming? And you have boys in the house who are growing, who go out to go and buy alcohol and drink, and alcohol is right there in the living room waiting for some special guest someday. Nah. They drank and filled it with water. One day the man got a visitor. He felt like, today is the day for the opening of this. The man was shocked. He was shocked. The thing was filled with water. 100%. So, it was a similar thing. Belshazzar was celebrating a birthday of a bashman. And so he went into the treasury to bring the cups that had not been used before. The mistake he made was that the cups were cups that were dedicated by Solomon in the temple he built in Jerusalem. But because the Babylonians conquered the Israelites and took all the gold and everything in the temple with them to Babylon, these things were kept there. Nebuchadnezzar, who was his father, didn't even do something like that. So in verse, 17? Then Daniel answered and said before the king. So when Belshazzar was having this party, enjoying, he was drinking. Can you believe, you know, even if you look at this Catholic church, some of the big glasses they have in the church, you can't dream of drinking from it. Oh. It's like some angels drink from it. If you drink from it, you die. Seraphims and cherubims. So he organized those cups. The Bible says himself and his girlfriends, his concubines, he drank from these holy vessels. And then from nowhere, just as we are here, a hand appeared on the wall and wrote something on the wall that nobody understood. There was pandemonium. I mean, confusion. What is this? Can you imagine? You are here boogieing, dancing, and the hand begins to write on the wall. Tell all of us to run. I know Pastor Calvin will stay, but me, I'll run. He'll be the first to run away. So they went, and somebody said, oh, there's a guy called Daniel. He did some interpretation for your father when he was around, so maybe he can help. So Daniel came. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift, you know, he said that if you explain it and all of that, I'll give you a lot of gifts. So Daniel came in and said that, let thy gifts be to thyself and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. Oh, thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. How did the people tremble and fear this man? Because God is the one who gave Nebuchadnezzar that privilege. Remember the privileges you have. It is God who has given to you. Don't forget. He says, he trembled and feared before him. Whom he slew. Whoever he wants to kill, he'll kill. And whom he would, he kept alive. And whom he would, he set up. And whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride. This will happen to people who forget. Their hearts are lifted up. And their minds are hardened in pride. He was deposed from his kingly throne. And they took his glory from him. That's what happens. Everybody who you've seen as falling off is because they forgot. You forgot. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about this church and its history. This history. Anybody, you can think from Australia to Timbuktu. Anybody who has ever been part of us and has been at a higher level, or whatever level you call it, and they are no more, it is because of this. They became proud. They became proud. And pride now makes you forget. And then when that happens, you are brought down by God through circumstances. I was reading Joshua 24 today. And it's amazing what Joshua told the people. He said, if you serve him, he'll maintain the things he has given to you. You will have them. He said, if you stop serving him, he'll take away from you everything he gave you. You can see it around. They respected only. Some boys didn't have respect, grew up in ghettos. And then by the grace of God, they give their life to Christ. God gave them honor and respect. Where is it now? Because of pride. They've gone and there's no respect any longer. Dressing has changed. Bible says he was deposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men. And his heart was made like the beast. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen. Can you believe it? It will be CNN will be there. I don't know whether Prime News and Newsroom will also come there. Mostly will come there. I mean, a king who now turns into half human, half an animal, and eating grass for 7 years. I mean, everybody will pass there and check what's happening. He was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou his son, this is it. And thou his son, O Belshazzar. Now you think about it. Think about this. A pastor appears before a king with a lot of power. You have to decide whether you will be faithful to God and be a pastor, or you'll be a citizen in the body of a pastor and just shy away from everything that God wants you to talk about and to say. You have to choose between. Gee, you have to choose it. God has brought you before a king and he has given you the authority to say what you have to say. Now, are you going to respect the king and just, king, these things? Or you will stand and speak as you have to speak? Because you can't just go before a king and say anything and say anything anyhow. No. He said, and thou his son, he spoke about the guy's father. He went into history. Schooled Belshazzar, who felt he was so big. Daniel schooled him. And he said, you are his son. O Belshazzar, has not humbled your heart, though you knew all of this. Give me New Living Translation, let's see. To you, all the things your father did, he lifted himself up. This, that. You were there. You saw all of it. You are his successor, O Belshazzar. And you knew all this. Yet, you have not humbled yourself. You knew it. You knew it. How come you know it and then you find yourself in the same place? How? How come you know the sufferings of your mother, the sufferings of your father, and you have already started suffering? How? What is wrong with you? As a Christian, and for many of you, you have one of the greatest advantages because you have found a certain type of ministry early in your life. Many older people around here did not have this privilege that many of you younger folks have. And so you have a lead in a race. You should be able to get better and get a better result.
The only thing that can take you back to where your mother was because you will not be humble and you forget how your mother has suffered. Your father made the same mistake. Yeah, no. You see, some of you, it's unfortunate if your mother doesn't speak. Mothers, please talk to your daughters. Share your life with them. Because some of them, they don't know what you've been through. Yeah, memoir, you should. It's don't, you know, I share my things with you. When I preach, I share my story, my father, my this. You know most of my stories, if not all. I won't tell you all, but I'll give you some more information. So mothers, fathers, share your life with your children. Otherwise, let them listen. Because they are on the road to make certain mistakes like you made. Yeah, no, you should. And I've made this statement before. You will marry your mother's type or your father's type. Check the woman you're married to if she doesn't look like your mother in the way she does her things. Because that's one of that was the only pictures you know. All you know is somebody who cooks for you and treats you nice. That's the same thing you go for. Same thing you go for. All you know about marriage and relationship is somebody taking care of you. And so you miss some of the very important things in a relationship because you're looking at somebody who can cook. So, daddies, mommies, talk to your children about your life and your suffering. So they will not have excuses to repeat a mistake. Yeah. I'm telling you. If God had not saved me, I would have repeated every single mistake my father made. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. You see. By destiny, you will do what your father did. You do what your mother did. Just as your mother is alone, you ain't got no man, you end up like that if you don't learn from your mother's behavior. No, don't take that for granted. It is a whole thing to stay married. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And so you see that your mother is struggling. 4 children, your mother alone. Then you have risen up. God, you are saved. You are in the church. And then you want left you man for nobody. You try there. You don't want to assess, analyze your decision and the steps you are taking. When you look behind you, you see mistakes. Mistakes. When you go to your mother's house, you see that all your siblings are living there. You want to also come and live there? Many, many people don't grow wings to fly. Birds are even more valuable than some human beings. People don't gain wings to fly off. You can't move out and establish yourself away from your mother and your grandmother's place like a normal human being. You can see some homes, the grandmother is there. As old as she is, a fella comes to sex she in the house. Oh, grandmother. Then the child is also there who has children. Who also, a man comes and sex you right there in the house too. And it's only 2 rooms in the place. Oh. Then this woman, this daughter also has a child who's now pregnant in the same place. I have said it before. You don't believe me. I've said many of you, if you are in Ghana, we will call you a witch. Because the only picture we see is your children around you all the time. You don't let them go anywhere. You got some demon upon you. You're lucky we are not in Ghana. I can't say it because you are not in Ghana. If we're in Ghana, a prophet will tell you, it's your mother. She's the one who doesn't want you to spread your wings. And a word to a wise is enough. It must be your vision to help your children to do well. Let them live their lives. technically, if you have a good intention, you should want to see them do well. Not have them around you, massaging you when you get back pain, you wear granny backbone. Back on it. Bring that a little. Why don't you help me pay bill and all of that? If you have a good intention as a mother, you say, distance yourself from me. Break free. Yeah, no. I'm telling you, if you were in Africa, somebody will come and chop you and kill you one day because some Obia man will tell the person you are the cause of their problems. You got some Obia power that is pull them back. When they go, you pull them back. When they go, you pull them back. You pull them back. That's what they will tell your children. That's why for me, one of the things I advise many people to do is move out. It's one of the common advices I give to people around. Move out. Move out. Move out. But move out. Move out. Because if they don't do that, they can't even marry. Because marriage is going to test your independence, you know. And it's not like when you're in the house, you are washing, you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are cooking your mother's, all the things your mother knows, you know them. You are lazy in your mother's house also. That's why you should go out and learn something. Otherwise, you will repeat those mistakes. Yeah. And I've told you, no woman should ever hustle a man. You'd be a stupid woman to hustle a man. You'd be a dangle, you'd be a cheap, slut, bitch. Because you reap the fruits of it. When a man takes you for granted, that is the end of your life. It's better to stay alone than for a man to take you for granted. Don't allow it. Some of you, I should import these panties that have padlock on it. Amazon, right? Come in. Amazon warehouse. Some, you have some coming in this weekend. Okay, all right. Please your order. As a car, we'll bring it door to door service. Yeah. Forgetting will make you repeat mistakes. There are a lot of mistakes around. You see, your mother, she's very strong, because with all the mistakes, she's still around. You'll die when you make such mistakes. I'm telling you. Yeah. When I look at Karen's mother, my sweetheart, Sister Elsa. Oh. Years ago, I would see Sister Elsa walk from Kitty to Evelary. Mornings at Evelary. That woman, she's a strong woman. Oh. I'm telling you. I remember sometimes Karen would say that GPL caught their light. Karen, you remember? I said, what? Your father didn't pay the bill. He said, Daddy? No, Daddy didn't pay no bill here. GPA coming. You know, those days they would come and carry the meter to their office. They were disgusting. Yeah. You see, Sister Elsa will wet, mommy has gone to pay down, the meter has come back. Daddy staying home and enjoying life. Yeah, enjoying himself. Yeah. And Daddy was a boxer. Yeah. Mr. Smith, isn't it? Smith, yeah. It's a big, thick bone like Karen, boxer like that. If you like, try, let's see. If you don't take care, you make that same mistake of taking a man who you will be the one who go for the meter. Yeah. Yeah, no. Then you'll be
you'll be crying to God. God has not done anything. God didn't do anything. God, please, God, God didn't do anything. God is a good God all the time. It's you who did not learn and repeated a mistake. I think it's time to go continue this week. Stand to your feet, please. Hey. Yeah. Prince, is there curfew? There's no curfew. Okay, princess, there's no curfew. Have you learned something? We will repeat mistakes if we forget what God has shown us, what life has shown us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for the sweet words. Thank you for what you want us to be and become. You want us to be the best of your children. And you're teaching us how to live in this dark world. There's so many mistakes around us. So many. Some we never thought we would repeat it. Like in Belshazzar's case, he was completely ignorant when he found himself doing something that his father suffered from and was punished severely. Deliver us, O God, from repeating the mistakes of our fathers, our mothers, our parents, our grandparents, our uncles, aunties, all those who are examples around us. Help us to not repeat their mistakes. Remind us by your Spirit. The way says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will remind us, he will lead us into truth. Let him bring into remembrance the things we are hearing, the things we are seeing, that we may not fall into the same errors and miss some of the most important stages of our lives. Belshazzar's kingdom was brought to an end when he made that mistake, when he repeated that mistake. May we not be cut off from your presence because of forgetfulness. May our lives not be cut short because of an error we will forget and repeat. Help us, heal us, preserve us, and keep us, oh God. I bless you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
His favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Children, may his presence go before you.
blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.